And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, folks know that I try to stay out of the political football issues of heterosexual, homosexual, black, white, you know, all this stuff. But when it's made political, you got to cover it. When they attack the First Amendment, you got to defend it. Chicago alderman moves to ban businesses for politically incorrect views on gays. That's franchise people that buy a franchise from Chick-fil-A, which if you're going to eat fast food, some of the best fast food out there. And I'm not, I mean, I don't even eat, I probably haven't eaten Chick-fil-A in 2 years, so I've stopped eating fast food entirely. But when I'm out somewhere on the road, I guess a couple of years ago, I would choose a Chick-fil-A. And you know what? I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A now, I think today when I go home, just because the owner said they don't support gay marriage. He's a Christian. They're closed on Sundays. I've noticed that. All I know is they have really clean restaurants, and for fast food, it's about the best there is. But, oh, my gosh, the mob boss, Rahm Emanuel, he says that you just aren't going to be allowed to be here in Chicago. Maybe you go knock their windows out next because you don't agree with their views. See, this is saying you can't have a business if you don't agree with us. These are terrorists. I mean, Rahm Emanuel wants to tell you what you can eat. So does Bloomberg. So does Hillary Clinton. So does Mrs. Obama. These are control freaks, Mrs. Sotero. And we've got a top story, Kurt Nemo. Chicago alderman moves to ban businesses for politically incorrect views on gays. Yeah, when the media reports it, oh, they're moving to block these homophobic businesses. Yeah, you mean destroy? I mean, folks, that's it. See, that is, see, why do they want to teach 5- and 6-year-olds about sex, period? Because I don't hate any of these people. I don't even get into these issues. Except so many of these political groups, it isn't even about their sexual preference. It's about running our lives and getting into our kids' heads. Let me tell you something. I don't care what you're into. You try to teach kids about this stuff, you're a pervert. You're a Jerry Sandusky. And I've had enough of it. I mean, that's the thing, is that I don't individually like to sit here and bash groups. But when the fruits of something are so bad, well, just look at our society. It's collapsing, just like the Bible says, and that's what's going on. And now it's we're going to shut your business down because of what you said. Let me tell you, that is incredible. So I'm calling for everybody to support Chick-fil-A. Folks, I put out a video yesterday about Rupert Murdoch clearly being blackmailed, calling for gun control and all this. And I said I don't like News Corp. They've done some dirty tricks to me before. And, you know, they're globalists. But suddenly he's endorsing carbon taxes, world government, turn your guns in. They're arresting the heads of News Corp. They're talking, the Justice Department's talking about arresting Rupert Murdoch. If they do that, they want to shut Limbaugh. They're going after, if they can get them, folks, they can get anybody. That's the point. A government that ships guns into Mexico, billions to these energy companies that don't exist, all these mafia ties, all this corruption, and they're investigating Rupert Murdoch for hacking people's phones when government agencies illegally do it every day. And I'm not saying that's okay. If they were indicting the head of the NSA, Hayden, if they were indicting all these people, if they were all going to jail, I'd be like, all right, now get Rupert Murdoch. But this is selective enforcement against the media, and it's dangerous. And I see people on my site going, I thought Alex was nonpartisan. He's obviously a Republican shill. I hate him now because he's defending Rupert Murdoch. If Bush had been going after the media like this, I would defend, even though it's not really media and it's a George Soros front, if people were trying to shut down that, I would defend it, even though it's not even a media organization. It's a foreign agent of foreign banks. It should register as a foreign agent. The whole government should register as a foreign agent here in America. These foreign banks, all of it. Russia's made them register. It's true. America isn't for the Americans anymore. It's for foreign banks. America is a urinal for the New World Order. Dave Mustaine, huge bombshell interview coming up. And I got a guest in studio to expose one of the biggest frauds out there. And your phone calls and more. I think I'm going to do a fourth hour overdrive today. I'm fired up. Dave Mustaine.